Kara Walker, An Egress of Noteworthy Talent, un progetto di Olga Gambari per Fondazione Merz Torino. Audio preview.
So just so you understand, the tone of the book is very intimate. It's structured like a pregnancy. Each of my books tries to mirror the structure of the experience. So this book is divided into 9 chapters for each month, and it's told in between the chapters by day. So it's like a journal every day of your pregnancy, and then the 9 months punctuating the days, and then the trimester. So at each trimester point, a different voice comes in, a kind of clinical doctor voice comes in and makes this punto in the narrative. So this is from the very first day. It starts off in the day before it becomes a month. April 8th. I'm pregnant. I just got off the phone with the nurse from Dr. Lowen's office. I picked up the old brown trimline phone that's been in the retreat cabin of my mother's forever. And a woman's voice asked for me, and I said, "This is she." And the voice said, "It's Becky from Dr. Lowen's office." And I said, "Uh-huh." And then Becky said, "The result from the latest test was positive." And I said, "Positive?" And she said, "Yes, you are no longer borderline pregnant." No longer borderline pregnant. I thought I might fall over. I looked out the window at the leaves of the poplar trees shimmering in the breeze. My eyes settled on a vulture falling from the sky in a perfect spiral. He was flapping, then gliding as he descended. And I thought to myself, I will remember this moment and this vulture for the rest of my life. I thought to myself, that vulture is a sign. A part of me is dying. And then the nurse said, "Hello, hello." And I said, "Yes, yes, I'm still here. Are you sure I'm pregnant?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Really? You're not going to call me back in 2 hours and say you made a mistake?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, how do you know?" And she sighed. It was a ridiculous question, but since she had been telling me for a week that after 3 blood draws, they still didn't know if I was really pregnant, I felt justified. So I pushed. "What do you know today that you didn't know yesterday?" And she said, "The HCG levels are going up." "Yes, the HCG levels?" "Yes, in the last 24 hours, the pregnancy hormone count has risen from 700 to over 2,300, and that usually means a healthy, robust beginning." And then I had what could only be the first twinges of the maternal instinct. "Healthy and robust?" A huge smile spread across my face. "That's my baby." And then it was as if the synapses in my brain sending exploratory signals to my uterus finally made contact. "Hey, mate, it's a go down there." "Yes, yes, Captain." I was convinced that getting off the phone would increase my chances of reverting to not pregnant, but I released Becky anyway and stumbled over to the bathroom where Glenn, my partner and father of our soon-to-be-born baby, was shaving. I looked into his eyes and tried to keep myself from screaming and jumping. "We did it," I said. He grinned. "Well, I guess that puts the whole motility question to rest." And I said, "I guess it does." And then I wrapped my arms around him and buried my face in his chest. And he wrapped his arms around me and rested his chin on the top of my head. And I was in ecstatic bliss for about 90 seconds. And then it hit me, an avalanche of dread that took my breath away. Pregnant? A baby? What have I done? I looked at him, and he was going through his own reality check, which brought me even closer to the brink of hysteria. But then, before I could burst into tears and run screaming from the room, he pulled me into his arms. "You are going to be a fantastic mother," he said to me, to my fear. His love overwhelmed me, and I started to cry big, wet tears onto his favorite shirt. "We're going to have a baby."
Radio Papesse è un progetto a cura di Carola Haupt e Laria Gadens.
radiopapesse.org.